The Background to History, Part 4.
Good evening. One of the main elements in any assessment of the medieval open field farming system is the availability of oxen for the winter ploughing. Professor Tofts of the University of Manchester puts it like this. Of course, there is considerable evidence of open field villages as far back as the 10th century. Professor Moorhead. This is not to say, of course, that the system was as sophisticated as it later came to be. I asked the professor of medieval studies at Cambridge why this was.
Well, it may not have been a statutory obligation, but, a guy who's a freeman was obliged in the medieval system to
do boon work?
That's right, yeah. As an example from the village rolls in 1313.
And I believe you're going to do it for us now.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, it's in the village rolls, and in 14 wolves and oxen, and that oxen is lent. Then the villains and the plowmen got to have the Lord's consent. Yes, sir.
Then the villains and the plowmen got to have the Lord's consent. Then the villains and the plowmen got to have the Lord's consent. Then the villains and the plowmen got to have the Lord's consent. Then the villains and the plowmen got to have the Lord's consent.
That was a talk on the open field farming system by Professor Angus Jones. Some of the main points covered in this talk are now available on a long playing record, the Ronettes Sing Medieval Agrarian History.